Don't get up there to teach, man. Don't get up there. You understand? Okay, so anyways. Okay, next video. Malcolm, yeah. So this, remember where I went here? They say that we hate them, right? We hate white people. No, this is what you was talking about early on. I got all of it. Yeah. Play that for me. Do you hate white people?
Fair question.
Come, go from the beginning, man.
You hate all white people. I don't think it's a fair question. The white man doesn't even come into my attitude. Mr. Muhammad teaches us to love our own kind and let the white man take care of himself. For a white man today, sir, after kidnapping millions of black people from Africa, stripping them of all human characteristics and relegating them to the role of chattel or cattle or animals, commodity, merchandise that could be bought and sold at will, and then 100 years since the Emancipation Proclamation, using every type of deceptive method to further us into slavery, called second-class citizenship, I think that it would take a whole lot of nerve for white people today to ask Negroes, do they hate them?
This is a lot of nerve for you to ask me if I hate you. After all that evil stuff you did, you're going to turn around. We heard that you all hate white people. But I'm going to show you also. No, say what you got to say.
When they ask that question, man, that's to test your temperature, man. Yeah. To see how stupid you are of history. To see what you don't know. Because any black man in his right mind should have a hatred for them. Based upon what they did to us, any black Native American, South African, Australian, Japanese, they dropped the nuclear bomb on them. They should hate them too. Most of the planet has a reason to despise Esau as a nation of people. So don't ask us. You should ask the planet why. Why the earth is being destroyed, the air is destroyed, the water is destroyed, animals extinct. You should ask the animals why they hate him too. Let's go.
Yeah, Joe, you're thinking to Joe, the animals hate Esau. Remember the scripture says, the manifestation, they waited for the sons of God or something like that. That's the animals, you know?
The sea world, we saw the whales depressed.
Yeah.
We went to sea world this past week, saw the dolphins swimming around in a circle. Oh, this is some bullshit. We got swimming circles with these white people. These niggas ain't doing nothing. They mad as us. Anything. This y'all folk we got to be in this damn big-ass aquarium because of y'all, us.
Yeah. But what's so ironic, right? What's so ironic? They're going to ask us that. But if you ask them if they hate Hitler, they're going to say, hell yeah, we hate Hitler. If you ask them, do you hate the Arabs? You know, they will say, yes, we hate them. We hate bin Laden. You know, and this was a couple years ago, whatever was done to them. But then when it comes to us dealing with them, do you hate white people? Oh, we hear you hate white people. You know, so let me deal with the term where they be talking about we hate white people. You know, let me deal with that real quick. No, what I could say, play that next video there real quick for me. This is what I could say. You know, no, hold on to that video there. Nah, don't worry. Let me go to Romans 9 and 13, Malachi 12 and 3.
The book of Romans, chapter 9 and verse 13.
Let's go.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
So God says he loved Jacob, and God says he hates Esau. Who is Esau? The so-called white man. You all might ask yourself, why do God hate the white man? Look at his history. Look at what he did ever since he came into power as the Greeks. Look right through history what this man have done. And you ask yourself, if you was a god, wouldn't you hate him too? You feel what I'm saying? So who hate Esau? God hate Esau. You feel what I'm saying? No. Isaiah. Malachi.
The book of Malachi, chapter 1 and verse 3.
Come on, man. Take that crap off the screen, yo. Read.
And I hated Esau.
Read it again.
And I hated Esau.
That's what we read in Malachi 1 and 2.
Verse 2. I have loved you, saith the Lord.
God said he loved us. God says, I love you. Read on.
Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us?
Because why would we say that? Because we be catching hell all the damn time, man. And these heathens just keep kicking on what behind all the time. So it don't feel like God love us. I telling you all, man, sometime in life I don't feel like God. You know what I mean? Because we in the bottom of society when you look around the things you see. But God said, yo, I love you, man. Don't matter you live in the ghetto. Don't matter you going through these things. Don't matter you catching hell. Don't matter what you're going through. I love you.
That's
don't matter
right.
You are descendants of slaves. Don't matter your people running around acting like niggas. I love you. You understand? Read on.
Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord, yet I loved Jacob.
God said, I love Jacob. I what?
And I hated Esau.
And God hate Esau. Why? Because God saw the future. God saw all the evil, all the wicked atrocities that the white man will do. You understand? The Lord saw it. When he came in power as the Greeks, from the Romans, all the way up till America, God saw all the wickedness and oppression and evil that the white man do and is going to do. Keep on reading.
And I hated Esau.
God says he hate the white man. He hate the Caucasians. I don't hate them. God says he hate them. Read on.
And laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness.
Read on.
Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places.
This is what he did during the Renaissance. He returned and he rebuilt the desolate places, meaning the places that was destroyed. He came back and he rebuilt it. Okay, that's what the Renaissance is about, the rebirth. Rebirth of the Caucasians ruling. Read on.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down.
What God says?
They shall build, but I will throw down.
This letting you know God is Judah. That's letting you know God is a black man. Ain't no damn white boy talking like that. I'm going to throw down. You know what I mean? The Lord says, they going to build and I'm going to throw down. I'm going to throw down with them. You know? Read on.
And they shall call them the border of wickedness. And the people against whom the Lord hath indignation.
And the what?
The people against whom the Lord hath indignation.
And the people whom the Lord have what?
Indignation.
Indignation mean righteous anger.
Forever.
And he got that anger for them forever. You all understand? God, the Lord hate Caucasians forever. And they hate him too. You understand? So check this, right? No, I'm going to show you all some. No, go to Sirach 33 and 10 to 15.
The book of Sirach, chapter 33 and verse 10. And all men are from the ground, and Adam was created of earth.
Uh-huh.
In much knowledge, the Lord hath divided them.
So in much knowledge, God divided all the men that he created, right? Read on.
And made their ways diverse.
And everybody's ways is made different. Okay, read on.
Some of them hath he blessed and exalted.
So who did God bless and exalt? Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. So-called blacks and Hispanics. Read on.
And some of them hath he sanctified and set near himself.
Read on.
But some of them.
But
he,
some of them he did what?
But some of them hath he cursed.
Who did God curse? He cursed the Caucasian race. They are cursed people. That goes back to Genesis. I'm not going to touch on it today. That goes back to Genesis 4. God cursed the so-called Caucasian race. They are called eat them. That's why they got no pigment in their skin. That's the curse.
Yeah.
God cursed them. Cursed shall thou be of the, from the earth. Read on.
But some of them have he cursed and brought low.
And brought low, read on.
And turned out of their places.
And turned them out of their places, read on.
As the clay is in the potter's hand.
Uh-huh.
To fashion it at his pleasure.
So God going to fashion everybody that he created according to his pleasure. Meaning some people was created to be what? Was created to be evil and wicked. Keep on reading.
As the clay is in the potter's hand to fashion at his pleasure.
Uh-huh.
So man is in the hand of him that made him.
So man is in the hand of him that make him. Remember what it's going into. Some people God chose to bring close to him, and some people God, he created them, and he created them as a curse. Keep on reading.
To render to them as liketh him best.
Uh-huh.
Good is set against evil.
So now it's letting you know what he's talking about. He made some people good, and some people God made evil. Who did he make good, and who did he made evil? Who is evil? I know you all be thinking Negroes that be stealing, and you see us twerking and thing on television, and the crimes and so forth. They keep showing that we committing and so forth. He said black people is evil and wicked when they bombing countries and killing hundreds and thousands and millions of people and children and stealing whole resources from countries and calling us thieves and us criminals. You feel what I'm saying? So read it again.
Good is set against evil.
Uh-huh. So it's letting you know those that was God draw close to him, that's who is the good. The evil is those that God curse. Who did God curse? Esau. Keep on reading.
And life against death.
And life against death. Read on.
So is the godly against the sinner.
Those that he draw close to him, they are the godly. Those that he curse, they are the sinners. Read on.
And the sinner against the godly.
That we are set against each other. You all understand? We are against each other. When God created all the sons of Adam, it's going into the same chain of thought. He created some good. And some of us is evil. You understand? Who did he create to be the evil and the wicked of the earth? Esau. You understand? Look at the things he did. Keep on reading.
So look upon all the works of the Most High. And there are two and two.
There are two and two. Read on.
One against another.
And we are against each other. We are warring against each other. Y'all understand? White people can't stand us, and the righteous of us can't stand the evil that they do. You understand? We are against each other. Okay? Oh, y'all understand that? God said good against evil. So if we are against the so-called white man, it's because of what? Evil. Y'all understand? Now, let me show you all some. Go to Deuteronomy. Is it that on that? All right, so go to Deuteronomy 23 and 17. You know, I'm going to show you all some. This is a commandment that we have to follow, but I'm going to give you all it with balance. I'm going to put a balance in it. You understand? Read that for me.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23 and verse 17.
Come on!
There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel.
No, seven.
Sorry.
Seven.
Verse
7. No, read that too, man.
Let's go.
Read that out.
Read that too, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Verse 17. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel.
You brothers and sisters hear that? Y'all don't supposed to be hoes.
Whore!
No, let me sidetrack for a minute, man. Let me sidetrack for a minute. I'm going to go back to that, right? Let me sidetrack. I know y'all, that was the spirit right there. That's not what I wanted, but I got to bring some on. No. I'm going to show you all some. Read it again. And let me get, we are a new creature in Christ. Read that again.
Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 17. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel.
No. Who could explain to me who is a... Explain to me, according to the scripture, you brothers, explain to me a whore. You got to say not with the H, but with the W.
Ho?
No, not with the H, with the W. Explain to me, which one of you brothers could explain to me a whore?
Come on!
Yeah, give it to him right there. What's a whore?
Shalom, D.
Shalom.
A whore is a prostitute, a sister that sells her body for money.
That's not just a whore. You know? That's our modern term today. You know what I mean? But if a young girl is living in her father's house and she went and she slept with one guy and then she go get married, she played a whore, right?
Yes, sir.
You understand? But she only had sex with one guy. But she's still a whore, right?
Whore!
Oh, man. The reason why I got to say this, yo. No. I'm going to say this. Some of you sisters going to get upset. Now, before marriage, a lot of us, we didn't do things the right way, right? A lot of us, back before I learned this truth, I dealt with a lot of women. You feel what I'm saying? When I was in high school, when I was young, you feel what I'm saying? Okay, I was a whoremonger. You understand? No, listen. No, a lot of you sisters, y'all was in high school, you was, certain things was being done to y'all. And y'all was out there. You know, some of y'all, the numbers is up there. It's not 5. It's not 10. It's not 15. Some of y'all, I just hope it's not in the triple digits. You know what I mean? Okay. But this is what I could say. This is what I could say. Some of y'all come from a promiscuous life. Promiscuous background. No, it doesn't matter. No, some sisters, a whore is anybody that you dealt outside of marriage. According to the scripture, that's what a whore is. You know what I mean? Outside of marriage, you having sex and so forth. The woman by the well, she was a whore. Christ said, you had 5 husbands. Meaning she was married 5 times legally, but that one guy you banging right now is not your husband. You a whore. You understand? So, the point is this. Let me get new creature in Christ.
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17.
Come on!
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
So, in Christ, we are supposed to read on.
Old things are passed away.
So, Paul was a murderer. Paul did a lot of stuff. You feel what I'm saying? Even Mary Magdalene, that sister that was always with Christ, and Martha, and you know, he says one of the sisters had 7 or 10 demons or something like that. Yeah, Mary. But my point is this: in Christ, we all are new creatures. You understand? No. If in this truth, there is a new generation coming up. Some of you sisters, some of you sisters is virgins. We got a lot of virgins amongst us. You feel what I'm saying?
Hit the bomb!
We have changed the world. We even have brothers. Some of you brothers is virgins too. All praise. So, yo, Malachi did say this a couple years back. You know, we had implement. Yo, if you're not a virgin, you ain't messing with no virgin. You feel what I'm saying? Why? Because the virgins is pure. Both of them, they don't know nothing about nothing. Let them learn together. Why the hell you used to be a whoremonger, you want to marry a virgin, man? Come on, man. Okay? Then you got some of these sisters, they was promiscuous, and they want to marry a virgin. Brothers, don't allow these things to happen. No, she complaining, oh, he ain't doing it right, you know what I mean? No, let the young virgins marry each other. No, there's a reason why I went here. Now, some of you brothers going to ask sisters, brothers always ask a question. There's a reason I came. I come all right bung in circle. You ask her, how many men you been with? Have you ever, did you know what? Fellatios. My thing is this, brothers. Why dig into them things? She's not a virgin, you is not a virgin. Y'all understand? If she change and you see like, okay, this sister change, okay, why ask those questions? What if she say, I've been with 50 guys? You feel what I'm saying? I know it's not the same. You know what I mean? Because no man wants some that been used up and beat out and done out. You see? You gotta be careful with that too, brothers. You feel what I'm saying? Because sometimes my sister really change and repent and trying to do right. I know you ask her that question. She knows she messed up. She knows she came from a messed up life. You know what I mean? So what you want she to do? Lie to you? You know, so we got to be careful with them questions. You feel what I'm saying? Because if them sisters is changed, then, you know what I mean? If she's changed, just know what you're getting yourself into. Sister, if you was promiscuous, let the brother know, yeah, I used to be, I'm not innocent. You feel what I'm saying? So he know what he getting himself into. But the number and all of that, I think you all should keep away from that. You know what I mean? Them, it's up to y'all to prove each other to make sure that brother or that sister really changed before you marry that person. That's what I could say. But some things you don't ask, because if anybody asks me, but nah, I mean, it wasn't nice. The same thing with, you know, you don't want, oh yes, I used to do this, I used to do that, and you know what I mean, like. No man want to hear that from a woman. You will always look at her with a, ugh. You dealt with 50 guys.
You what?
You what? How much? And you're going to use that against her later on. A brother called me last week. He was talking to a virgin. And talking to the virgin, she's a virgin down there, but she's not a virgin here. She's not a virgin, you know.
Bruh.
So the brother, he like, yo, I understand because he a virgin. He said, yo, Dika can't do it. She used to, I can't do it. I said, bro, but you know she's still a virgin. She just, you know. He's like, I can't do it, Dick. And I respect that. He a virgin. Sister, even though you get some sisters go and they do the sucky and all of that stuff and do other stuff. Listen, you nut, you are defiled. You are defiled. So the brother, I respect you for that. You don't want, that's not really a pure woman. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sisters, you all don't be lying on your resume for ladies in waiting. Ladies is in waiting is for young women. You understand? It's for young women, sisters that young women. You understand? You sisters at 40 and up, you all go find your husband on your own. We changing it up. You know, that's why a couple of sisters be like, yo, whatever, y'all go. Because, hey, it's really for the young brothers and it's really for the young sisters. Because here we trying to teach somebody that 40 years old, listen, you all both meet, you know, how to be a wife. A lot of you all already been through things in your life, and it's, and some of you older sisters, you're stubborn, and you all don't listen, and you all like, so we not dealing with you all. You understand? We do the regular classes, but that's really for the young sisters, the young ones.
You're going to learn today.
The young sisters. Okay? I just went on a rant there for a minute. So you all understand. Okay? You all understand. If you are, if brother, you've been out there, you've been, you're not a virgin, guess what? You can't be like, okay, you know you dealt with a bunch of sisters and so forth. Christ forgive you. You, okay, you like this sister. If she been out, she most likely, all of these women been around. I'm telling you. You understand? Whether it's what, 5, 4, even, you know what I mean? But you got to, if you talking to that sister, you see, okay, she really changed and she ain't got that, you know, you, hey, you got to know, though. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
And brothers, we have this stigma that we say it's different. Yes, it is kind of different in a way, spiritually, when a woman deals with a lot of men and when a man deals with a lot of women. Brothers say that it doesn't affect the man the same way. It does affect you.
Yes.
It's the two are one.
Yes.
All those psychological hangups, when you sleep with a woman, you still put that woman's spirit in you. Right. Those thoughts don't ever leave you, and it changes your appetite as a man. So when you meet a woman that might not have as much experience, you really can't enjoy her properly. Like the script says, live joyfully with your wife because you've been tainted by the previous woman. Pornography or the multiple sex partners now, your wife or the woman can't do the same thing and you're complaining. So it affects you equally as well. It's the same thing. Two shall be one flesh. So you nasty, she nasty, get to that. Do the nasty.
Yes. But yeah, but anyway, yo, this ain't my class, but I just went to the, there shall be no whores of the daughters of Israel. Sisters, if you have been with more than one man, you are a hoe. You understand? A woman's supposed to be with one man and one man for the rest of her life. You've been with more than one man. You were sneaking around, getting finger popping and so forth when you was little. Sister, you was a hoe. You feel what I'm saying? So, you used to be a hoe, and you're not a hoe no more. So, okay. If you change, brothers, if your sister change, and she really change, you understand? Hey, don't be asking how much, man. You know, no, sister, if you used to be a prostitute and used to sell the thing, let the brother know. You understand? Because that's a different...
What?
That's another level of demon. You know what I mean? That's another level of demon right there. Anyways, where was that? Yeah, go.
The book of Deuteronomy.
I forget the chain of thought. Okay, we was going over. We do not hate. Yeah, right. Don't hate Esau. Don't hate the Edomite. Where?
Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 7. Thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Thou shalt not abhor an Egyptian, because thou wast a stranger in his land.
So God says what? God says that we shouldn't hate Edomites, shouldn't hate Egyptians, right? He says because we was a slave in their land, right? But in ancient Egypt, did the Egyptians was oppressing us and all the evil stuff they did to us? No, Moses telling us don't hate them. He said, listen, man, you can't. So what is he really telling us here? He said he's the same thing we read early on in where? Romans 12. Live right. He's trying to say, deal right with the people that's around you. That's what he's saying. Because Moses understood the Edomites will enslave us in the future and they will destroy us. So Moses is giving us a one-up how to deal with them. He already know they're going to try to paint us as a hate group and all of that in the future. You feel what I'm saying? So Moses is letting us know how to deal with them even from the beginning. You feel what I'm saying? So he's saying, okay, yo, y'all don't be running around talking about you hate white people. Okay, so this is a law, brothers. You should not be talking about I hate white people. You understand? But I'm going to show you something. Let me show you something. No. No, let me show you what's up.
Yeah, I like when you guys, Christians, well, modern Christians have to go to 23 verse 7 and say, you guys aren't supposed to hate white folks. Well, two things. One, when you say it to us, that means you acknowledge that Esau is a white man, number one, which is stupid. Number two, get two chapters next, 25 and 17. See what changed. Something happened here.
Deuteronomy chapter 25 and verse 17. Remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way, when ye were come forth out of Egypt.
Amalek is Edom. Go ahead.
How he met thee by the way, and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God.
19.
Therefore, it shall be, when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about.
Kingdom, go ahead.
In the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
What will we do?
Blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
Go ahead.
That thou shalt not forget it.
So that law is temporary. In the kingdom, we're going to erase some of them existence.
Right.
So that,
right.
You have to put that law you want.
Right.
You have this over. They finish. Right.
No. No, this is what I want to get to. Why would we erase them out of existence? No, this is what I want to get to. This is what I want to get to. They say that we hate white people, right? That's what they're trying to put out there, that we hate white people. My question is, when you go to a courtroom, when a judge a murderer, when a judge a rapist, when a judge a thief, do you say to that judge, oh, you hate that thief, or you hate that murderer, or you hate that kidnapper? Do you watch at the judge and say, you full of hate? So when we judge Esau, and we said he's guilty, because that's what we mentioned, right? He's guilty for enslaving us and bringing us over here. He's guilty for Jim Crow. You understand? He's guilty for slavery. He's guilty for lying, calling himself a Jew, calling himself a Christian. When we, as judges, say these things, are we saying it because we hate the white man? Is what? What are we doing? We are judging him, letting him know he's wrong for what he have done. That's not hatred. Y'all understand? Y'all see the difference? So, this is where they get it confused. When we speak about truth and justice, they call it what? Hatred. Okay? They call it hatred. Because when it comes down to it, have the white man ever paid for what he have done? For all these centuries, he have been robbing, stealing, murdering, raping. Well, guess what? It's our job to let him know judgment is coming to you. And every last thing you did is evil and it's wrong. And that's not hatred.
Yeah.
You can't hate. You don't hate a judge when a judge pass judgment. When a rapist get put to death for raping a little girl. You don't say that judge hate that rapist. So how the hell you all talking about we hate Esau when the things that we speak about that he have done is history. It's correct. We ain't lying.
He ain't lying.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? No, don't let people get you with that crap talking about, do you hate white people? Did the white people kill all the North American Indians? Yes. Did the white people take this land from the North American Indians? Yes, they did that. We charged them with being a thief. We charged them for being murderers. We charged them in the name of the Lord for being what? Rapists. What the the hell you are talking about? They are mass murderers. That's who they are. And when we tell them about the evil that they